I've been asked by the Victims Minister to sit on the Victims Advisory Panel, which is, it says by the very virtue of its name, it's a panel that represents victims, their interests and any issues that victims may have. And that sits in London with various people who are victims themselves, victims of crime.
How did you feel when you were asked?
I wouldn't say shocked, but it was one of those feelings where you're thinking, why me? Why do we want to me to be on it? And I suppose when you look at what we've been through, then we're in an ideal position to represent the needs and the voice of victims, I think. Unfortunately, you are ideally placed. You have been through. You know what you're talking about when you're talking about being a victim. It's quite an humbling position to be in, really. And in the same sense, it's also in the back of your mind, why me? And I wish it wasn't.
What do you understand that you will be required to do in that role?
It's about looking out for and speaking up for victims' issues, anything that a victim of crime may have. You can bring it to the attention of the panel and discuss it. When you've got that, you're in that ideal position where you've got direct access to ministers who will listen to you. There's also the part where you're possibly giving advice to ministers about the needs of victims.
There's certain things that you'll have experienced, as you said, in that role of a victim that maybe you would want to change for people in the future.
Yeah, I think there's obviously things possibly will change, what you need to change, and like you say, you're in that ideal position to look at what you can to make it that little bit better, the bit better experience, a bit smoother, because nobody wants to be in that position, nobody chooses to be a victim. And then I think when you're looking at there's somebody there looking out for your needs, then it makes all the difference.